I'd love to. And they started getting me a job. Next thing I know, I'm conducting the Chicago Symphony, you know. And this was in 1960. In the meantime, jazz had developed in its expansion and extension of the form, which Ellington started, with the extended form pieces, like Reminiscing in Tempo from 1935. And I and others began to write four-movement works with tempo changes and meter changes, which were all things unknown in jazz. You know, there was no 5-4. There was no tempo change. You started off, you go 1-2, then off you go, and you play the whole piece in one tempo. There are a few exceptions to that, of course, but they're very rare. So suddenly a conductor was needed. And that's how I ended up conducting pieces that J.J. wrote for Dizzy Gillespie, because there were 15 tempo changes. And you can't stop and stomp off every time, you know, because they are instantaneous.